going to mug me?
Am I going to mug you?
Is that gorgeous or what, eh?
And I believe I can run the decent marathon.
Download Veely now.
Britain's prisons are bursting at the seams. As record numbers of criminals are locked up, the prison service can't sign up officers to guard them fast enough. They've launched a recruitment drive particularly aimed at ethnic minorities. But hard-bitten screws think they've made it too easy to get a job behind bars. Now this notoriously secretive profession is taking all comers and getting all sorts.
The thing is, we've got to make prison officers out of this, like, that's what's scary.
If they can prove themselves, in just 9 weeks, some of the most violent criminals in the country will be guarded by these raw recruits.
Didn't do what?
Our class comes from across the social spectrum.
Lovely.
An ex-bus driver, a civil servant.
Lovely.
A lorry driver and a hospital orderly.
Next.
The youngest is 21, the oldest 47.
Big smile for me.
The job of turning these novices into hardened
Lovely.
Prison officers falls to Rob Joseph and Jill Lewis.
Lots of people tend to think that we're big and butch, that all prison officers have tattoos, that they're all skinheads, and that we beat seven bells out of people every day. That's one of the myths. The other one is that we do nothing but open and shut doors.
Keep smiling.
The prison service is under orders to respect the needs of its multicultural, ethnically diverse population. Their political masters say too many officers are white when a quarter of all prisoners are not. To correct this imbalance, the entry rules have been changed. Today, the only qualification needed is a clean criminal record.
Jolly good, here we go. We've been getting through a lot more of the trainees quicker and faster. I know a lot of staff that have been working for years see some of the staff coming in now, and they believe that everything's been lowered just to get these members of staff through. So we haven't lowered anything, but we're looking at things in a different perspective. Now, as you know, you're going into a high-security prison, and there's certain things that you can't talk about. We know you're going to go home, because you all live with partners and family, and we all know you're going to go home, and you'll want to talk to them. Fair enough, you can talk to them. But there's certain things in the prison service we can't talk about.
The world behind the barbed wire is secretive, and nowhere more so than the jail where the group will train, Belmarsh Prison in southeast London. Housing some of the country's most notorious criminals and terror suspects, Belmarsh's critics have dubbed it Britain's Guantanamo Bay. But the prison service sees Belmarsh as its flagship and says this is the most secure prison in Europe. No one has ever escaped. Our recruits are about to discover whether its fearsome reputation is justified.
The joys of being at Belmarsh, eh?
Raining again.
All that the recruits have had to do so far is pass a series of short tests assessing their aptitude, fitness, and health. No one has ever asked them why they want to become a prison officer.
There is no interview, which personally I find a bit unnerving, because I think you can get a lot from interviewing somebody, but they've cut the interview out, there's no interview.
Nice.
With little to go on, the trainers have to be on the lookout for the recruits who'll struggle to adapt to prison life.
Take the tissue out.
You'll be better off in trousers on the wings, all right? Especially in a male prison. It's sometimes better for you to wear trousers, yeah.
It's just I'm not very happy with uneelasticated waist.
and the phone.
It's a uniform, not a fashion show.
I know.
All right. It's just prison service has two sizes. It fits or it doesn't. Yeah. Okay. Sorted.
Belmarsh covers 64 acres. It's 1.3 miles round the wall, if you want to walk around it. I know a lot of people go running at lunchtimes, don't they? Sometimes, Mrs.
Sometimes
Lewis.
I do, yeah.
Sometimes. I think the average time is, what, 15 minutes?
15 days for me.
15 minutes. Unless they're doing dog training round the back, then it's usually 4 minutes. Belmarsh was finished back in 1991. Then I think they only had something like 150, 200 prisoners. And we're now locking up just under 1,000. At this present time, I think we have in the region about 400 prison officers. But on a daily basis, we must have at the most 100 working. We're outnumbered, aren't we?
Belmarsh houses all kinds of prisoner, from shoplifter to terrorist, debt defaulter to paedophile. Ian Huntley, Ronnie Biggs, Jeffrey Archer and Abu Hamza are all recent guests. Some are here for a few days, some for life. To the newcomer, it can seem like a vast, volatile institution full of unpredictable menace. Within hours of arriving, the trainees are brought face-to-face with the cons they'll be guarding. Men like convicted murderer Alan Savage.
This is Mr. Savage. He's a lifer prisoner serving a life sentence.
Hello, Mr. Savage.
Single cell, OK. Single bed there. Obviously television, kettle, running hot and cold water, and a toilet behind you. In a triple cell, you will have this, slightly bigger, only slightly bigger, with two bunk beds in it. So basically, as I've said before, this is this prisoner's home.
Do you go out much?
Sometimes.
What's your family
favourite? I prefer my own company with a book.
There's nobody that he can really get to know that well because they normally pass through, don't they?
And short terms.
That's right, yeah, and when you're a lifer, it's a whole different ball game, really.
I smile at some of them because I think I look at them and you can just see they're just straight out of the catalogue. They're brand new out of the box. And they get wound up, you know, like, if we, you know, we'll take the piss if we can.
Ricky McDonald was first sent to prison for stealing cars, aged 16. He moved on to robbing trains. A career criminal, he spent over half his adult life inside.
Well, I was a kid when I got my first prison sentence and worked my way up. I've got 7.5 and 8, which is 15.5. I'd say between 15 and 17 years actually served, which is not good. It's quite a bad CV, really, isn't it?
When you come in, yeah, you get 28 days to hand out all your property.
From day one, the trainees are encouraged to develop their interpersonal skills with the prisoners and to abandon any prejudices they have about the criminal fraternity.
The idea you got in your head that every, you know, all criminals are dangerous, we need to readjust to that, that they are not all dangerous. There are people you can reason with and you can talk to and help and they'll respect them and they will respect you back for that.
I put in 2 apps for it to go out, I know.
Mustafa Buka is exactly the sort of recruit the prison service urgently needs. An Arabic-speaking Muslim. In Belmarsh, he'll be in a minority of one.
Yeah, but you can only have a certain amount anymore, whereas in another
job.
So what do you reckon?
One or two problems. Mr. Buka, I think he's going to be great.
Oh, well.
I think he's going to be... He so desperately wants it.
When I first spoke to him, I said, but Muslims pray 5 times a day. You know, when you're working the landing, you can't just walk off and pray. And as he said to me, well, it does say in the Quran that the employer comes first. Mm. So at the end of the day, he's... willing to
be.
Yeah, wait until he finishes his duty, then go and pray.
Our jails are being transformed. Officers must cater for prisoners from almost every faith and creed.
In general, all religions, do they actually get to celebrate their Yeah. Religious days?
A Friday we have Muslim service. If there's any other holy days, we fit that in. Sundays we do the major Christian festivals. We have a Buddhist minister comes in, a pagan minister comes in, Sikh minister.
I've seen the Sikh.
The rabbi will be in today somewhere. He'll be around somewhere. He normally comes down to see me, but he's not around at the minute.
In today's prisons, even the chapel has to be multifunctional, multi-faith.
If you see the curtains, if the Muslim faith come in, they pull the curtains across pictures and the Madonna.
We have got carpets around the back.
And there's prayer mats around the back. How many Muslims do we have amongst us, Mr. Buka? Everybody else happy to take the oath on the Bible?
Gita.
I've no idea. Mr. Baker, say that again. Is there a Gita?
Yeah. That's equivalent to Bible.
It's the equivalent to the Bible.
That's what I always do.
Is it? Right, we'll have to leave yours then and sort that out for you, okay? Never heard of it. Off you go, 1, 2, 3.
I, Kevin, promise to have a faithful service of Sovereign Lady the Queen as a prison officer, and that I will obey the rules of the service.
And will discharge all duties of a prison officer faithfully according to the law.
Thank you very much. Right, it's just this career and we'll sort yours out tomorrow for you.
Attracting recruits from beyond the traditional white working class has meant appealing to candidates from all cultures. Prison is alien territory to most of our trainees. Some are in for more of a shock than others. University graduate Jaya Kariya is a devout Hindu and mother of four.
Yes, we do hear abusive language, and unfortunately, in there, you're going to hear an awful lot of it.
I just want to tell everybody that I do find it very highly offensive to use abusive language, and I do get very upset. I'm really sorry.
The only problem you may have...
There are certain scenarios that we will be doing where I'll be swearing. They'll be playing a prisoner. Miss Lewis will be playing a prisoner. And we try and put reality into this, OK? So there will be times where we will swear. And there are occasions when I swear anyway, so... That's life.
Miss Kariya.
She's such a nice lady, but this is not... Personally, this is not the job for me.
I don't think so. I do feel that it's like putting a nurse in the A&E department and saying, I don't like blood. You know, for somebody that can't stand swearing, that's the first issue. She's going to have a real reality wake-up call because it just seems to me wherever we've been, there's been a problem. Picking up the uniform, there was a problem.
She may be just that, you know, trouble follows her.
But why did it have to follow her here?
I'll tell you what we can do. Belmarsh is like a labyrinth, and they don't publish maps. This group has been assigned to the segregation unit, where the most violent or vulnerable prisoners are kept in solitary confinement.
We did have a prisoner, and my name was one of his traits was to self-harm, and what he would do is actually open up a wound, bleed all over the cell and the door and the hatches, and rub excrement in it and all sorts of things like that. That's why we have these cells.
What do you want to say?
Listen, God, I've been in this jail for a month and a half. I'm 21 years old, I've been down there a month, 4 weeks. I've got nothing to do. I can't write, I can't read, so I'm dyslexic, stuck in a cell. I'm bored, God. I'm not saying, Lord, give me a pair of wings, I'm an angel, I'm an inmate.
Oh, God. Sorry, just keep me up for a second.
Well, you know why you're down here. I don't know your full story.
Someone is shouting from that cell next door that he's lying.
Yeah,
that's true. He's lying.
You say that now, but you don't do nothing, God.
You feel sorry for him?
I sound like a coward if I say yes or no. I do, but it's just me.
Do you toughen up in time?
Yeah, definitely.
Always stay and sight and sound of a regular officer.
At 25, Sharifa Wade is one of the youngest trainees. Having previously worked with Security Corps escorting prisoners, she already has some experience of prison life.
Well, there's lots of things you can see on a wing. There's prisoners that can obviously kick off. Obviously, some people are suicidal. There's, you know, there could be death in custody. There's all sorts of things that I'm probably going to see when I go out there, but I just have to take each day as it comes, really.
Sharifa will eventually serve at one of the oldest and bleakest establishments in the prison service, Brixton Prison in South London. As the visiting trainees soon learn, it's severely overcrowded and desperately understaffed. On some days, it means that prisoners arriving from court are held in vans until cells can be found for them.
Oh, looks like they're actually enjoying themselves.
Yeah, a little buffet ride.
On other days, it means that landings are largely unsupervised, so all the prisoners have to be locked up.
There's no one in this bubble here, you know.
Huh?
No one in this bubble.
Today, the trainees are having difficulty finding inmates on whom to practice their newfound skills.
Nothing happening up here either.
If there are not enough officers on a wing, the prisoners can be stuck in their cells for hours.
So you have to have two staff on each wing. The officer there said he's on his own, so...
Let's do some recruiting to get some new staff, what do you think?
Well, that's why you're here.
Now, if they do posters for buses and put them on, join HMP and have me on there, modelling, what do you think?
I think they'd get lots of men.
The trainees learn of one unexpected consequence of staff shortages. Trusted prisoners are sometimes enlisted to protect officers from potentially violent inmates.
I mean, there has been occasions in there where the officers actually come to the door and said, look, I'm going to leave your cell open because I'm going to deal with a drug addict. When anything happens, come and help me out because there's no other staff up there. It's very dangerous for them sometimes.
Don't ever talk to me like that. Don't ever talk to me like that.
I said, shut up!
Shut me up then. Don't ever talk to me like that.
It's not just physical danger the officers will have to face. They'll also have to learn to cope emotionally.
Don't think you're coming like it's a holiday camp. It's far from it. Far from it. You've got, it ain't just like lock them up, put them behind the door, and it's, no, you've got issues, family issues. And some of them are really pillars of their family, so when they go, the family falls apart. So if you can bring a little light in, remember you're going home at the end of the day, so no matter what, you're going home. They're not. It pressures. It's a very pressurised situation for them, as much as it is us. We've had a couple of deaths, unfortunate, on the wing. Very unfortunate. The other day, we found a guy swinging, and it does, when you say, oh, good night, everybody, hand your keys in, get your tally, you go home, you're like, you're driving home thinking, did that really happen?
Back in Belmarsh, the trainees must learn how to cope sensitively with men at their most vulnerable. Prison suicides have reached record levels. Most occur soon after prisoners arrive, in the difficult first weeks of incarceration.
Yeah, I can remember my first night. Didn't sleep. Was in a two-man cell with the biggest man I've ever seen in my life, and I thought, here we go. But for some people, first night nerves can go too far and they end up topping themselves or attempting to. We had the guy cut his wrist yesterday. Muggins here and cleaned the cell up afterwards, a big pool of blood, and clean it up. And then the next man moves in and got a clue what's gone in there.
Perhaps the biggest challenge for our new recruits will be dealing with the whole range of mental health problems.
People cut themselves, people try and hang themselves. Sometimes they succeed, sometimes we're there in time. Unfortunately, everybody ever gets to know about the people that have died in custody. Nobody ever gets to know about the quite a few people that we actually save. Although we're prisoners and officers, we work with these people on a daily basis. And of course you become like a little community away from the rest of society, if you like. It is very pressured.
Rob and Jill have to try and gently warn their students of the harsh realities to come without putting them off the job completely.
Retirement. A prison officer retires. How many years will he live in retirement before he pops his clogs? Anyone know?
6 years.
6 years. Dream on. Shall we try about 18 months, 2 years? It's to do with stress. That fear of thinking, am I going to get a slap today? Is someone going to do me? Every prisoner you meet in the prison is different. Every single one. So we can't really say, oh, yeah, he's all right. He's, you know, he won't stab me from behind. Might be just that one day that he will. In training now, our hands are quite tied because we have to be careful of how we affect these people. If we start to scare them, then we've lost someone. The best we can do is warn them and say, a prisoner may do this, or a prisoner may do that. We'd like to do things harder to really prove to them this is how the prison service is. But there again, we can't scare them. Shame, really.
We got you locked in.
Do you mind? I'm on the phone.
No,
I said,
the phone down.
Fuck off. No, go and find a job you like, all right?
The trainees must try to anticipate violence before it occurs. For prisoners, time on the telephone is a jealously guarded privilege and a likely flashpoint.
Yeah, it's time to go in.
Yeah, well, when I finish my call, I'll go in.
No, it's not time to finish your call. It's time for you to go in.
Don't play with somebody else.
Go and finish
your call. You have to finish your call.
No.
What's the problem, Louis? Put the phone down.
Oh, you're fucking brave, aren't you?
OK, put the phone down, please.
I'll put the bloody phone down in a minute.
Louis, back in yourself. OK, back in yourself. Back in yourself.
Into yourself. In a minute. You think you're really hard, you lot.
No, back into yourself.
I'm not guiding myself.
We've got to get you back in yourself.
I'm angry, all right? You just cut me off the bloody phone.
You can't. Sure, you know the rules. You're going to have to go back in yourself.
I want to see the SO. Get out of my way, you. You just stood there like a spare prick at a wedding.
Right.
I'm not going anywhere.
You're holding everybody up.
Oh, what a shame. Yeah. Where am I going, miss? I'm doing 20 years. Do you think I give a shit whether you're late home tonight? No.
No, we have to get the other prisoners up there as well. So better get in there. Fine. The quicker you do it, the quicker we can get you on the phone again. If you get in there, we will try doing something for you.
I'm going to knock your fucking lights out next time.
I have not promised it, but we will try our best. So get in there.
Oh, miss.
Thank you. Go in there. There's no need for it because you're holding a gun, all right?
Yeah, all right. Ooh, jelly kiss.
Yes, go in there.
Right, let's start from the beginning.
Who cut the phone off?
I did.
Right, let's start with this. Mr. Who before? That's who I'm
going to say. Yeah.
You thought, fuck it. You ain't having that phone anymore. And he cut the prisoner off.
How
that
irritating
receiver
is that?
Would have been embedded in your head slightly. Race relations policy. You'll see, I know it's quite a big sign, this one. You'll see this all over the place. You'll also see an equal opportunities policy as well, which I'll grab hold of and I'll let you see. We have another policy coming out, diversity. And you may see that about. So we're trying to cater for everyone at the moment, aren't we? Basically. Is that right that we do that?
Yes.
The prison service desperately wants to recruit from ethnic minorities, but it's accused of being institutionally racist. In training, the contradiction is addressed head-on.
Does everybody understand what institutionally racist means? It doesn't mean that every individual within that organisation is racist. It means that the organisation is classed as racist.
There's a lot of people out there still believe there's a lot of racism in the prison service. And basically, I would say for Belmarsh, there's hardly any. Now, I want a stereotypical view of a black man. 95% of good officers. You get the small minority that are, they shouldn't really be here. You know, they've got a job, and they've got a job of power, and they like using that power. And at the end of the day, yes, we have got a lot of power. We've got to realise these people that we put behind doors are human beings. Stereotypical view, up you jump.
stereotypical view of a white man.
To help the trainees understand prejudice, they are asked to define racial stereotypes.
Jewellery. Bling, bling. Should have put bling, bling there. It's easier to spell.
Tattoos and that.
Yeah.
Got a Millwall on his shoulder.
BMWs. They all drive BMWs. No, no, you'll find the Africans driving the Mercedes.
Loud.
L-O-U-T, yeah.
A-double-T.
T-I-T-U-D-E. Fry up, I love that fry up.
Steak chips and beans.
Fry up.
BMW, black man's wheels and a furry dice. Chip on the shoulder, an attitude. Wog wogs. Drugs, smoking and dealing.
Any more we can think of?
When I think of a black man, I think of a very long, tall,
easy, Tiger, easy.
Miss Corinne, you're scaring me. Apart from the sexual aspect of that, Miss Corinne, have you got anything to add there? No.
When they first start this course, it's drummed into you what you can and can't say. And I think if you follow the rules, you won't go far wrong. But certainly we're now at the stage where we're almost frightened to speak to anybody in case we offend them.
Political correctness is slowly rotting us. And it's getting to a stage now where a lot of staff are thinking, is this really the job I want to do? We always say to ourselves, when is it going to change? When is it going to change direction? I would say nearly 90% of the prison service believe that we've gone too far.
Can you put your, raise your arm to the height of your shoulder, please? Oh. Very much. Oh, God. You need to lose some weight.
As the number of official complaints made by prisoners against officers escalates, the trainees have to be educated in minute detail how to avoid allegations of abuse.
Right, what have you just done there, Mr. Booker? Any move you make? Turn around for me, please. That's
some
salt.
All right? You're putting
lame
hands on.
Okay.
You've got to do everything by your mouth. Please do this. Please do that. Okay.
All right? You know, a prison officer's job's made quite difficult because we need to be abreast of what's going on, what they can have, what they can't have, all the legislation. So there's a lot to keep up with.
Good luck. I mean, they're more in danger than we are, to be honest with you. Because in the old days, it was no was no. Yes was yes, you got fuck all and plenty of it. That was how it was. Now, they can end up in more trouble than we get to slap wrist by the governor, basically, but they'll end up in a lot of trouble. There's too many grey areas in the system now, and I, for one, don't like it.
What have you got there? No way to get away. No way to get away.
While mastering the complexities of political correctness, the trainees mustn't forget their key responsibility, security. They still need to learn the basics.
Right, unlocking. What's the first thing we do? We check the observation hatch, don't we? How are we going to look? Mr. Anyemone, come and show me how you're going to look.
Yep. Use your finger to shield your face.
Yep. Well done. Use your finger to shield your face, OK? So that if our prisoner behind there decides that he's going to poke something through this thing, he's going to get your hand and not your eye, OK?
With barely a month to go before they start on duty, even the simplest of tasks can throw up unexpected challenges.
You can't see. If you can't see, we've got a problem. We have got a big problem if you can't see yourself, seriously.
You'll be quite surprised, we used to have height restriction in the prison service, but that's been heightest, really.
I'm going to give her a hard time and see how she copes with it.
Foot and shoulder, foot and shoulder. I hate those vouchers.
We're going to do the searching your cell at the moment.
Not another fucking strip search, surely.
Can you put your head down for me, please? Put your arms down. I didn't ask you to put your arms down.
Miss Correa, I'm a senior officer now. What are we doing?
We were doing your FC.
Look, right, so why am I being rubbed down searched?
You're getting accommodation fabric check.
Accommodation fabric check. We don't
check
search prisoners, right?
It's a check.
Go from outside. Don't shut the door and lock it. No. Just come in and start again.
Get in here.
What in here?
Get in here. She's going to have a bad time. And I can see an SO saying, well, that's it. I just think she's in the wrong job.
Still?
Yeah, still have got that.
I think she's trying very hard. She is trying very, very hard.
Yeah.
But I wonder what she's doing the job for. Is it to prove to herself that she can do it, or is it for the right reasons? But
maybe she thought it wasn't what... It's turning out to me. Oh, don't. We can't hire and fire them. If I say to someone, this person will never make a prison officer, then that's me advising. It's down to the hierarchy to make that decision whether they stay or go.
He's going to give us hell, isn't he? Yeah, it's going to make it awkward, I know.
What they're doing this morning, it's the first time for most of them to use radios that we use inside prison. So a lot of them have got to learn the technology and deal with it. And there's a few of them that have used them before, but even they're finding it hard because they haven't used correct terminology before. Miss, I'll tell you, we've got to go. You're messing about now, miss, so we've got to get down the gym. Just make the move now. Forget about the radio. They know we're going to the gym. Let's just go.
All right, OK, make a move. Let's go.
All right, so you're going to move without doing the radio?
I've done it. I've just called it.
You sure?
Yeah, I told her everything is OK.
RM2XQ from Senior Officer Joseph. Can you confirm that Alpha 1 made contact with you to move a prisoner to the gym? Senior Officer Joseph,
no.
Over.
No, no.
Hello, Senior Officer Joseph from M2XQ. That's a negative. I've asked her twice if she was okay and got no reply.
Wow.
And I've sent Delta 1, Miss Wade, over to see what the problem is.
Yeah, see.
M2XQ over.
Right, I'm a prisoner again. Make the move. Get on with it, miss.
M2XQ.
We're meant to be going down the gym. Now, see the button there?
It's
that one there you want.
Bravo 1, M2XQ over.
Call for your backup then, look. Get the Teletubbies over here. They're going to help me, aren't they? What are you going to do, get them both to sit on me?
M2XQ standing by.
A gruelling schedule of targets to achieve and details to learn is taking its toll on the trainees.
Cannabis has got a very distinctive smell. It smells of sweaty socks.
He's already peed his pants by now anyway, so...
Be under no illusion, people. You could well open a cell door or look through a hatch and see a sexual act taking place.
Is that too snug?
I think that was
that
just
is a bit too snug,
don't you?
But you do smell, and you are fucking horrible, and if I had my way, I would shoot you. Now, that's not nice, is it?
What's the matter with you?
After a month, halfway through the course, Rob and Jill are gradually moulding them into a team.
Dynamic security.
Geek.
Whistle.
Geek. Good lad.
Are you enjoying it so far? Is it going well?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it quite nicely, actually, yeah, and as far as I am concerned, yes, it is going quite far. It's quite an intensive goal. The best thing about it is I am, at the moment, getting quite old, and I feel like I'm going back to the sixth form college.
Take a seat over there.
The trainers, though, are not so confident about Jaya's progress.
How are you feeling at this present time? Do you still feel the prison service is for you?
Yeah, I'm still going to do it, yeah.
Yeah? You still think that you'll be able to react to a prisoner? Because remember, they're not your sons, and you can't send them to their bedroom. I have said that you're lagging behind on certain areas, certain areas that you need to pick up on.
Do you not find me committed? That's what is worrying me more than anything.
At times I find that you're not committed when we're telling you something, you're not listening. Using radios, now I had to speak to you about 3 or 4 times on how to hold your radio, how to speak to your radio.
And after that, did I improve?
You improved slightly, yes, but it took...
Slightly?
Yeah. I could give you book after book and you'd learn. But giving you something that's practical and it slows you down a bit. Do you understand my meaning now? That's why in the classroom, if we ask people questions, you can spout it off from the manual. But when it comes to the actual hands-on subjects, you're failing slightly.
I need to calm down a little bit,
right? Calm down. Okay.
There's a lot going in my head.
Go get yourself a cup of tea. Have a scream and a moan in the other room. I don't like screaming in this room.
But, Miss Kirby, you're sleeping between to sulk. Guess what? None of us ain't perfect. None of us haven't done this job before, but we're all learning.
Yeah, you're learning okay, I'm not.
You are learning okay.
You're learning okay from what stages. I can see you are.
What you can see? Does it cold?
Of course it does, can't.
No, it doesn't
yes.
Cold.
You're not going to
handle all my certificate to me.
Yeah, but...
If that's the general idea, then I'm going to give up.
That's not what it is. I'm saying...
Then everybody's got a thing coming to them because I'm not doing it.
Sit down.
Okay, water.
All right. Observation duties.
Lovely.
Okay.
How long you stand for?
Right up to lock up.
As the trainees near the end of their course, they spend more and more time on the wings, putting theory into practice.
Think if you were in this cell, if you were a prisoner, where would you hide things?
Where people can't see.
Be very careful when you wherever you're feeling and you can't see. Quite likely to get a needle in your hand if you can't see what you're looking at, so be very, very tentative when you're looking when you can't see.
Why? What's he doing with the bar?
They're not supposed to have that, yeah. You're quite right, sir.
Why?
Keep your sense of humour with the cons. They know the score. They've had this done to them umpteen times. It's part of prison life, being searched. Most of them are all right about it.
They beat us up all the time!
Favourite tool is the toothbrush with 2 razor blades melted into the toothbrush itself.
The trainees are shown a frightening array of illegal items found during searches in just the last 18 months, before they then learn how prisoners are punished.
Morning, officer, how are you? Thank you, Mr. Alley, take a seat.
Belmarsh has its own internal and usually hidden system of justice. Prisoners accused of breaking the rules are sent for adjudication, where senior governors like Simon Beecroft act as judge and jury.
How did you plead to damage to the television set?
I did not break the TV. The TV was already broken when I entered the cell. And if you do think that I broke it, I apologise.
What are you apologising for, Mr. Ollie?
If you think that I broke it, or if
I haven't made that decision yet, Mr.
Ollie. Or if misthinks that I've been rude to her.
How can you explain what happened as you've gone not guilty to doing it yourself?
Officer, if you think that I broke it...
It's not for me to think anything, it's for you to answer my questions.
If Miss blame me
Mr.
that I broke
Ali,
it...
Mr. Ali, listen to me.
Yes,
I'm in charge
listening
of
to you. Why are you raising your voice for?
Listen to me.
Yes, I'm listening to you.
I'm in charge of adjudication, not you.
Yeah. Yes.
How did this happen? If the cell was checked, found to be correct, you were then put in the cell and the television was then found to be broken.
When I came inside the cell, the TV was on the floor already.
How could that happen, Mr. Ali, when...
I don't know, officer.
Mr. Ali, the cell was checked prior to you going in there. It was found to be correct. You haven't offered me any explanation as to how else it could have happened. I find the charge proved. Do you have anything to say in your mitigation following my finding of guilt?
If you do think that I broke it, you could deduct the money from my canteen.
The award is a matter for me, and I will decide. You lose your canteen for 14 days, and you will lose your access to a television for 28 days. Thank you very much.
Spur 3, yeah?
For new officers, understanding the fragile balance between discipline and care is complicated.
We've got 20 so far.
It becomes especially difficult when staff shortages or even wet weather mean that prisoners can't get out on exercise. These inmates haven't been outside for 3 days.
You're looking for pulley in?
Yeah, you're looking for like groups over there. Keep an eye on the groups.
Okay.
They make a diversion. So you go, there's a big group over there, what they doing, and then over here, you've got a fight kicking off.
Yeah.
Fellas, hey! Go. Not on the exercise yard, thank you. But don't play fight, please.
Go on, mate. Break.
Just minutes after the prisoners have come outside, a fire alarm in another house block sounds. Jaya takes on the challenge of getting them back in their cells.
What shall I say? Spur 2. Spur 2 in. Yeah. Just say spur 2. Yeah.
Sorry, fellas. Exercise finished. Spur 2, please.
What?
Spur 2. Exercise terminated.
Excellent.
Spur 2 in now.
I've seen people wearing up at new officers, and you can see in their eyes they don't know which way to go. They're like, do I go into him? Do I blow my whistle? Do I hit the bell? Some officers will just automatically blow the whistle or hit the bell, and then the cavalry arrives. But other ones are just trying to talk them down.
Fellas, can you listen up, please? There's a fire alarm. You need to come in to Spur 2.
But they can't seem to back down. If they back down, they're in deep trouble.
All right, we need this exercise yard cleared.
Oh, yeah, all right.
And iron that shirt while you're about it, all right.
It's a bit too much wrinkles in it. It is.
Are we ready, children? Get yourselves, if you would, against that back wall.
After weeks of classwork and observation, our trainees assemble for the most crucial part of the course, control and restraint. Ex-paratrooper Steve Walsh will assess the trainees' ability to physically restrain violent prisoners.
Think about it, Jesus Christ! Far too many people from Essex here.
This is the only element of the course when they can and will be failed if they don't make the grade.
Both legs raise.
You're being assessed all the time, OK? And what I'm looking for is participation and effort. And you listen to me and you work. The essence of control restraint is there's 3 staff against 1 prisoner. That's the essence of it all. But we only use it when we have to. How do we control violent prisoners? What feeling do we use? What's a... Pain, yes, pain. But do we keep that pain on all the time? No. We reduce it and we de-escalate. We're trying to calm the whole situation down. We use pain initially to control a violent person. And what's our lock of choice to start with? An arm lock, well done. If I can, I'm turning this arm over. It's all of my body against the prisoner's arm. And to get the pain, I lift this wrist towards the ceiling.
Submit.
The other thing to think about is, Jamie, we've just had a scrap, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
Then he finishes up on his stomach. 3 fat blokes lying all over him. What's become even more hard to do?
Breathe.
If you can't breathe, what happens to you? You die. You asphyxiate, but no one can spell that. Do we want our prisoners to die?
No.
Very fashionable in police cells, isn't it? Yes? But we try not to make it happen.
When he goes down, his arm's down, yeah. And
what have you got to do now?
I grab hold of his arm, and then lie on it.
Good lad, Dan.
Basically, we've got to make sure if they do get through that they can go into a situation with a prisoner that's armed, may have a table leg, chair leg, and maybe flaying it about trying to kill people. And we've got to be 100% sure of this. There's no way we can say, right, well, they're sort of okay.
Wrong it, that's it.
Now, if we're only like 80% sure, then basically I would say, right, let's give them some more instructions, more training, and get them through that way.
They're just learning the techniques, aren't they? She's working hard, and I can't ask for any more than that. If she was hiding, then I'd be worried. And if I can't teach her the techniques, there's something wrong with me.
Despite her height and apparent lack of fitness, such is Jaya's enthusiasm to pass the course, she is inadvertently hurting her classmates.
It's because you're such a strong woman.
Yeah.
I feel good about it.
After four exhausting days, the final session of control and restraint arrives. By the end of this day, the trainees will learn whether it has all been worth it.
The chin guard goes on the chin, yes?
Just to add to the pressure, the governor has decided to drop in and see how they're doing.
We all know that there's going to be scenarios today and assessments. So I think I'm very anxious.
How important is this assessment? What does it actually mean to you?
Well, it means our career.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, after we've done all this, you could might well find ourselves, checked out of the court because we can't do the, we can't control and train the prisoner. We can't put the situation under control.
We stand with the shield. Are we all eyes here and ears? One foot in front of the other there. And we hold the shield at a 45 degree angle there. And whack! And as they bring it back, I advance. And I advance again. Until such time as I can pin that prisoner to the wall.
Ready!
Advance! Get rid of that weapon, get rid of that weapon, get rid of it! Get...
Weapon over here!
No lock!
Right, down!
Turn! Work!
Lock on!
Lock on!
Okay. If you know the prisoner's name, use it. Right, Steve, on your feet. Get up, mate. Get up! Get up! Because calling the prisoner prisoner, calm prisoner, fucking hell prisoner, fucking hell prisoner, fucking hell prisoner, is that going to aid the de-escalation process?
No.
But if you know the prisoner's name, use it. It personalises it. It helps. Right, come on, Steve, come on. Let's calm down, mate. Jesus Christ, we're off. We know where we're going, don't we? Yeah?
As the temperature rises, nerves begin to get frayed. But not all the friction is on the mat. Behind the scenes, Jaya has made a complaint of bullying against another trainee, Terry Skinner. It is an allegation that could end his career before it's even started.
It's a tense time for them. You've got to understand that this is a pass or fail, and tempers run a bit high sometimes. Sometimes emotions run a little bit high. Mr. Skinner said to me he felt sick this morning. His tummy was all over the place. So people react in different ways to pressure, don't they? But we'll sort it out.
Mr. Skinner, come and have a seat. Right. Come to my attention this morning that Miss Career is a wee bit upset. And on asking them why she's a little bit upset, it's come to my attention that you're the person that's upset her. A comment made yesterday about you hurt me today. Do you remember that comment? Right, now, never mind about for sake, all right? What we can't have in this dojo and at this crucial time is any conflict amongst the troops, all right?
Miss Korea!
Jaya!
Grab a seat, Miss Korea.
This one, I've grabbed it.
Lovely. Right. I've just spoken to Mr. Skinner about you being upset. I would like you to tell him
explain to him what he told us. Yeah. Explain to him what he did that upset you, sweetie. Hey, listen.
I didn't like it that you said to me that if I hurt you, you would do this. I'm not bitchy.
No, I mean,
I'm not surprised.
Just let her talk.
One at a time.
I love my team.
Yeah.
I will do my best. And what did you say to me? You won't do your best, you will not hurt me. I haven't got bone in my body to hurt somebody.
Miss Correa, I'm sorry if I made it sound the wrong way, but...
I will never hurt anybody, Terry.
Let Terry speak now.
I've apologised. I'm sorry if it came the wrong way. If I raise my hand, I don't remember.
Having learnt the basic techniques of restraining prisoners, the trainees now have to practice them in a 9-foot square cell in full riot gear.
Get rid of that shield!
This is the final test before they learn whether they have got through the course.
Look on!
I failed people, essentially for two reasons. One, they get hold of their head and go, and forget about it, because that's dangerous to the prisoner. Or I'll fail them because they go, I'm gone, because that's dangerous to the team. Or unless you're just crap.
Already?
I know!
Get me, officer, get ready! Wait, whoa.
Open away!
Knock off!
Right,
Debra.
Well done. Keep your head down.
Yeah, you get it.
Get
out.
Get
out.
Get
that
lock. He's got a lock. Get a lock, Sandy.
Knock on.
All right. Do what he's done. Huh?
Officer, cuffs.
Escatado.
Cuffing officer. No, it's not your job.
Escatado, Leo.
One officer, one job, but not the private sector.
Finally, exhausted, the trainees are called in one by one to learn if they have passed or failed.
Must have, what can I say, mate? Yes? Yes, far better prisoner than a prison officer.
Came more natural, didn't it?
You enjoyed yourself?
Very much, sir. You made us feel comfortable, and I appreciate that.
And tonight, you can make me feel comfortable by buying me lots of beer.
I will do, sir.
Yeah, OK, I'll see you later.
Is that a pass?
Oh, you've passed.
Yes. Thanks very much. Thank
of
you.
Course.
Well, see you later. Terry!
Hello.
Here we go.
You're doing all right, mate, aren't you? Yes? Not as natural as you thought you might have been, I don't think. No? But you sort yourself out, aren't you? And I'm confident that you're brave enough to get hold of an arm and you'll be able to sort out the arm lock and then transfer it through to a final lock. You'll do fine.
Yeah.
All right, mate? You've passed. See you later.
Well done. That's right. All right. Well done. Don't feel so sick now.
Nope.
You've passed, as you're probably aware, because you're a fucking big bloke and I don't want to be scared to fail you. Congratulations.
You're not worried,
did
you?
I know, I did.
How do you feel, mate?
Okay.
Yes?
All right.
Wasn't easy, was it?
No.
The start of the week, were you nervous?
Yeah, start of the week I was very nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And your CNR is probably average, isn't it? The truth is. But you certainly passed your CNR, Jay. Okay.
Congratulations.
Okay. Go and sort your makeup out and we'll see you on that bus later.
Go on then.
I have my makeup in my
car. Yes, well, go and put it on then. See you later.
After weeks of homework and heartache, teamwork and tears, the trainees have made it. They've all got through.
What did I say?
Hello, I'm Bill from Charlie Five. Received many thanks. Permission to move 13 Main from House Block 3 to House Block 2.
Just days after graduating, 9 new officers report for duty. In the prison service, they call it going live. Even the most confident soon realizes that taking sole responsibility for prisoners creates a different kind of pressure.
I thought officers had a really easy job, but that's not the case. It is not an easy job. I think you need to have an attitude of Samaritan. You need to be a Samaritan. You need to want to help people to do this job. Thank you. Thank you. Got to stop playing. Some habits I need to get out of. Please and thank you.
The prison service is following orders to recruit more officers, specifically from ethnic minorities. But the old hands are worried that negative consequences will follow such positive discrimination.
We've opened the floodgates by setting targets, by saying we must have a percentage of black, must have a percentage of ethnic minority. And by reaching the targets, we're not looking at staff that actually can do the job properly. We're not there to fail them. All we can do is give them the tools to do the job. And that's it.
Good night, Johnson.
In one of her first weeks on duty, Jaya has drawn the short straw. She's working on the night shift when the entire prison population, some 900 men, is guarded by just 16 officers.
Good night.
No,
I forgot my card.
Jaya will personally be responsible for over 200 prisoners.
The first night was very, very daunting. And it was I was quite nervous on the first night. The one cellmate started shouting his mouth out. Because I'm shorter, so I really have to make an effort. That's better. I can see it now. Tuck it in properly. To see everything is okay on the bed. And sometimes when I can't see anything, I have to turn on the night light. And that really agitated his cellmates, and he started shouting his mouth. And he said I was the most annoying night patrol he's ever met. And I said, well, I'm sorry. And he said to me, he'll kill me before he kills himself. And I said, okay, now you've told me, I will be coming in to check in every half an hour. And I just did that on that night.
Hello, MB, this is Bravo 1, change of identity to Officer Career, Bravo 1, over.
Has there been a moment when you've questioned your career decision at all?
No, not at all, not for one moment at all. I like the job, it's wonderful, it's great, it's nice. Now I forgot my card.
They are care bears, they'll learn. But they are care bears because they're, oh, you're all right, you're not well, do you want to see a doctor, do you want to see a nurse, do you want me to do this? And then as sort of 15, 18 months go by, they're like, get in your cell, crash the door. And that's how they become, because it does make you cold. But yeah, that's how it is. There's a dividing line. They're still the Germans at the end of the day. You know, they are still the enemy.
Let's receive the thanks, Robert 6000.